It is a minute past 6 o'clock, the temperature 52 degrees in St. Paul and Minneapolis. This is CCO News, sponsored by the four Chanhazen Dinner Theaters, where there are 31 entertaining performances on stage weekly. Call 934-1525 for information. 2 hours from now, the polls in Minnesota will close. Voter turnout has been reported throughout the state as steady, strong, and unbelievable. Across the country, voter turnout is said to be heavy. Among the millions of Americans casting their ballots were President Reagan and his Democratic challenger, Walter Mondale. The president and Nancy Reagan cast their ballots in California, as Candy Crawley reports.
The Reagans helicoptered from Los Angeles to Solvang to deliver their absentee ballots. Mr. Reagan, emerging from the auditorium, was asked who he voted for, and he smiled and said to reporters, "I can't remember his name."
Meanwhile, early this morning in suburban St. Paul, Mondale and his family voted, then went to nearby Afton on the St. Croix River to visit relatives. Mondale reminisced about his days as a young U.S. senator from Minnesota.
"This is the St. Croix River, which is the river that divides Minnesota from Wisconsin. As a young senator, Gaylord Nelson and I passed a bill for the, what's called Namakok and St. Croix Wild and Scenic River System. I nearly got my head handed to me. You know, I didn't know I was getting it. The best thing we ever did, because the northern part of this river is still wild."
Tonight, around 10 o'clock, Mondale is expected to appear at DFL election headquarters at the St. Paul Civic Center. We want you to tune in to WCCO for complete election coverage beginning an hour from now.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Paul Lockwood, CBS News. The voters are still going to the polls across the nation. No figures yet on the turnout, but there have been predictions that when it's all over, 90 or 95 million Americans will have cast their ballots. The question, of course, will it be the landslide for Ronald Reagan that the pollsters predict, or will it be the upset that Walter Mondale says he expects? We have two reports from the CBS News election headquarters in New York.
This is Frank Settapani at CBS News election headquarters. Polls have already closed in 10 states, and President Reagan is off to a fast start. On the basis of exit poll interviews, CBS News estimates that President Reagan has won 9 of the states: Indiana, Kentucky, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi, for a total of 94 electoral votes, putting him 176 short of winning re-election. In the 10th state, Vermont, we're unable to say at this point how the race will go. In Senate races decided so far, incumbent Democrats Howell Heflin in Alabama and Sam Nunn in Georgia have been re-elected. We can also say incumbent Republicans have been re-elected to the Senate in the following states: Thad Cochran in Mississippi, Strom Thurmond in South Carolina, John Warner in Virginia, Gordon Humphrey in New Hampshire. And we can say that New Hampshire Governor John Sununu has been re-elected. Now to George Herman at our analysis desk.
The Reagan victory in Kentucky seems like a clear indication of what's going to happen. In Kentucky, Democratic registration is almost twice the Republican registration, and yet from what those voters we've polled have been telling us, it looks as though the vote's going to be something like 60% for the president, 40% for Walter Mondale. Our exit polls and figures from key precincts throughout the East, Midwest, and South seem to indicate the possibility of that very big win the pollsters have been predicting for Mr. Reagan. He appears to have won big among independents, among male voters, and among whites in the South. Mr. Reagan, in short, seems to have repeated his pattern of 4 years ago, but to have done it even better. George Herman, CBS News election headquarters.
Walter Mondale is in Minnesota to claim the victory that he insists will come, despite all the evidence to the contrary. President Reagan is in California to claim the landslide that his supporters expect. We have two reports.
This is Deborah Potter with the Reagan campaign. On a sunny California day, the Reagans flew by helicopter to the tiny town of Solvang near their mountain ranch to cast the absentee ballots they had already filled out. Who did he vote for? His close aide, Michael Deaver, said everyone's glad it's over.
"Oh, I think he's relieved and relaxed and looking forward to this evening."
The First Lady, though, was noticeably wobbly, helped along by her husband and a Secret Service agent. According to White House officials, she fell and hit her head in the Sacramento hotel room where they stayed 2 nights ago, and she's feeling a little dizzy. But aides say it won't keep her from what they expect to be a victory party later tonight. Deborah Potter, CBS News, with the Reagan campaign in Los Angeles.
This is Rob Armstrong with the Mondale campaign. The day began for Walter Mondale just as the sun was coming over the horizon in the crisp early Minnesota morning. Mondale, his wife Joan, and the 3 Mondale children were the first in line to cast their ballots near their North Oaks home. Mondale said he felt great and that it was a beautiful day. Later, he quipped to reporters that he thinks he got at least 3 out of the 5 Mondale family votes. After a long and arduous campaign, the man from Minnesota is hoping for an Election Day miracle, a come-from-behind Truman-esque upset, an upset none of the pre-election polls says is likely to happen. The Mondale staff has spent the day keeping a low profile, and those staff members who have been around have not revealed a sense that they think the result will be anything other than an upset. Perhaps the most revealing comment came last night at Mondale's homecoming rally at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. No matter what happens, he said, his voice giving way to a very tired man, I've given it all I've got. Rob Armstrong, CBS News with the Mondale campaign in St. Paul.
This is The World Tonight.
Total election coverage tonight here on Real Radio, WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830. Next at 7 o'clock here on WCCO Radio, news from CBS.
CBS News. This is Charles Osgood at CBS News Election Night Headquarters in New York. And we now show President Reagan over the 270 mark in terms of electoral votes based on our exit polling. The polls have just closed in 16 big states. And we show that the president apparently has won in all of them except the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia went as expected for Walter Mondale. But President Reagan has won, apparently, in the states of Connecticut and Delaware and Illinois and Kansas, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas. And the total of those states, plus the ones he had before, is 280. And as we had reported earlier, what he needed was 270 to clinch the election. President Reagan now has 62% of the tabulated vote cast so far, with 3% of the precincts reporting in the nation. Walter Mondale has 38%. That's 1,600,000 votes for the president, just about 1 million for Walter Mondale. And again, in terms of electoral votes, the president has reached 280, according to our CBS News estimates, and based at least partially on the exit polling that CBS News has done.
There are developments from CBS Election Headquarters. We now go to Charles Osgood.
Just to recap, Jackie, the fact that President Reagan has gone over the top, CBS News, between our CBS News estimates and the tabulated vote, plus the polling that we've done, have President Reagan with 280 electoral votes. All he needed was 270 to go over the top. So from our Election Night Headquarters in New York, this is Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Election Night 84. I'm Reed Collins at our CBS News Election Headquarters in New York, where it would seem that nationally it is Ronald Reagan and George Bush swamping the team of Walter Mondale and Geraldine Ferraro. Not a state that we have been able to count or even to divine thus far has gone into the Mondale column. He does, however, have the District of Columbia and the lone 3 electoral votes which come from there. Otherwise, Ronald Reagan has 10 more electoral votes than it takes to become the president once again of these United States. And he now has 280. There are still 26 states out. There are still lots of electoral votes to be counted. But those which do count and those which have been counted are going into the Reagan column, assuring him the presidency for yet 4 more years. We have had some changes in the governor's seats. Martin in North Carolina apparently is going to have it for the Republicans. On the other hand, if you look at the Senate, it appears that Massachusetts is remaining a Democrat as far as the Senate is concerned, and that the state of Tennessee is going to send Albert Gore to the Senate, occupying the place that has been vacated by the Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker. Now, that is the change as far as we can determine thus far. But there seems to be more than a sea change, at least in the nature of the country, George Herman. You've been looking at that from the analysis desk. What in the world is going on out there?
Well, I think what's going on out there is that Walter Mondale did no better than Jimmy Carter among most groups. The main thing, I think, is that the American people feel themselves comfortable, at peace, relaxed, well off. 60% of them said they're better off than they were. They're against the tax hike, almost 2-1, the tax hike proposed by Walter Mondale. They want to cut government spending. They agree with the president. The government should get out of our pockets. And they want some continuity. You know, if Walter Mondale, if Ronald Reagan is reelected, it'll be the first president since Dwight D. Eisenhower to have two full terms in office. They want some feeling of continuity, of peacefulness, an end to all the upheavals of the past. I think that's probably what's in their minds.
All right. We should mention that even in the East, it is not a clean and clear sweep. The states of Maryland and Massachusetts presidentially don't seem close enough to have made up their minds. No apparent trend yet is in Pennsylvania. So we can look at Maryland and Massachusetts and in Pennsylvania also to see if they too will follow the lead of the other states into the Reagan column. Those states are, by the way, Indiana, Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio, West Virginia, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Kansas, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, North Dakota, Oklahoma. As we say, we don't know about all of them, but Tennessee and Texas have joined the Reagan-Bush team this time out. Vermont seems not yet to have made up its mind, and as we mentioned, the states of Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Massachusetts, among those who have counted significant numbers of votes, still are not exactly certain which way they want to go. We want to pause just now for this message. And now, in our CBS News Election Night headquarters, let's make a quick trip by region, first to the East and Bill Lynch.
In the East, incumbents doing well in both Senate and gubernatorial contest for the Democratic senators, Joe Biden defeating John Burris in Delaware, Bill Bradley defeating Mary Mosheri in New Jersey, Republican senators Gordon Humphrey defeating Norman Demers in New Hampshire, and John Kerry winning the Senate seat being given up by Tsongas, defeating Ray Shammy in Massachusetts, Bill Cohen in Maine defeating Libby Mitchell. In the gubernatorial column, a win for John Sununu, the incumbent in New Hampshire, over Chris Spiro. Now to Jackie Judd, down south.
It's a good night here for incumbents, too, in the Senate. In Oklahoma, Democrat David Boren has won re-election, a Democrat. In Tennessee, Congressman Albert Gore, a Democrat, has won the Senate seat being vacated by Republican Senator Howard Baker, who's decided to retire. In Texas, we estimate that Congressman Phil Graham, once a Democrat, now a Republican, has run the Senate race there. Now to Judy Muller in the Midwest.
All right, in the Midwest, governors are doing very well. The Republicans are doing very well in governor's office. Robert Orr, CBS News, estimates he's the winner in Indiana. In Missouri, John Ashcroft, the Republican, estimated winner there. In North Dakota, with early returns in, Alan Olson apparently hanging on to President Reagan's coattails and leading there. In the Senate races in Kansas, Nancy Katzenbaum, estimated winner there. And in a race we're watching very closely, Democratic incumbent Carl Levin is leading Jack Lausma in Michigan in the Senate race there.
And we'll be watching that Michigan race very closely. For now, that is the latest from CBS News Election Headquarters here in New York.
Election Night 84. I'm Charles Osgood at our CBS News Election Night Headquarters. President Reagan is winning in a landslide with 5% of the precincts reporting in the country. He has 3.25 million votes. Walter Mondale has about 2 million votes. Breaks down in percentage terms to 61% of the vote for Reagan and 39% for Mondale. But more significantly, the president now has 286 electoral votes in his pocket, according to our CBS News estimates and based to some extent on our exit polls. That is 6 more than it was just a moment ago, because the polls have just closed in the state of Arkansas, and President Reagan has won a big victory in that state. However, according to our CBS News exit polls, the Democratic governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, has been reelected to the Arkansas State House. He has a big win there, defeating the Republican Woody Freeman. As far as the Senate is concerned, and President Reagan undoubtedly will be concentrating now in following this election on how his influence will affect the Senate and the House of Representatives. There's been one turnover in the state of Tennessee, the seat that was formerly held by the Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker. Apparently is going to a Democrat. Congressman Albert Gore Jr. has defeated the Republican Victor Ash in that election. We'll be back in a moment. So far, President Reagan has won every state that has checked in. The only electoral votes that he has are the 3 of the District of Columbia. So it is still possible that he might actually get that 50-state sweep that he had hoped for, although we won't know that until much later in the evening. In North Carolina, in that very interesting race between Governor Jim Hunt and Senator Jesse Helms, it's still pretty early in the night, and I gather that we have no winner as yet, but Jackie Judd, I understand there is a trend.
That's correct, Charlie. With 2% of the precincts reporting, we now show that Senator Jesse Helms is leading Governor Jim Hunt. Although, as you say, it's early in the night. A very small percentage of votes have been counted, so we're not ready to declare one way or the other yet. The Republicans say that Helms' election could sway the balance of power in the Senate. Should he lose, it may turn over to the Democrats and vice versa. In North Carolina, in the governor's race, the Republicans have won based on CBS News exit polls. That may be some indication of how the rest of the state goes. In the state of Arkansas, the polls there have just closed, and based on exit polls, Democrat incumbent Governor Bill Clinton has won re-election, as has the Senator Pryor has won re-election over Congressman Ed Bethune, a Republican. Charlie?
On the West Coast, where the polls won't close until for another 2.5 hours or so, obviously all of this is being noted, and it has sort of been a sore point out there in the West Coast about knowing what has gone on in the East and maybe making the voting process moot out there. But Chris Glenn is at our West Desk in Los Angeles. And Chris, there are lots of other reasons, are there not, for people in California to go to the polls today?
Absolutely, Charles. There are propositions galore on the ballot, and there are reasons in other states to go to the polls, too. California doesn't have any governor or Senate races, but some of the other ones do, certainly. There's a really interesting Senate race up in Montana where the incumbent Max Baucus, a Democrat, has been targeted nationally almost for defeat by the Republican Chuck Cousins, and that's going to be interesting. Also, in the state of Washington, a governor's race that is really close. The Republican incumbent is John Spellman. He'd like to win a second term. He's challenged by the Democrat Booth Gardner. That's the county executive of Pierce County, that is Tacoma. Now, the state's voters are kind of restless about Governor Spellman, not exactly upset about his handling of state affairs. So all through the campaign, it's been a toss-up race, no clear favorite. Both men are predicting victory. Here's the challenger, Democrat Gardner.
I'm always on the conservative side, so I figure we'll win by a couple points. But if you were a betting man and you were following the polls, we'll win by more.
Well, for what it's worth now, the two men have met head-to-head before. They have a unique state primary, a blanket concept, everybody from all parties on the same card. Back in September, Democrat Gardner got nearly half the total votes cast, while the incumbent Spellman could only muster about 26%. Charlie?
And quickly, another big state has fallen to the East, and Bill Lynch.
25 electoral votes in the Keystone state of Pennsylvania have gone to the Reagan-Bush column. That, we estimate, will go to the Republicans, 52-48%, not as big a margin as had been predicted in some late polls.
But enough to get all those electoral votes, and it means that President Reagan now has 311 electoral votes in his pocket. We'll be here all night with the latest as returns keep pouring in to our Election Night headquarters in New York.
Election Night 84. I'm Reed Collins at our CBS News Election Headquarters in New York, where CBS News estimates that Ronald Reagan has won the presidency once again with an even bigger landslide than that which took him to victory in 1980 over Jimmy Carter. Thus far, the only area with an electoral vote that Walter Mondale is assured of is the District of Columbia. All of the other states, which have either closed or have been polled by those who have voted and have told us what they intended to do, are going into the Reagan column. We estimate now he has some 311 electoral votes. It takes but 270 to win the presidency of the United States. A closer look now as we go about our desks, and let's go to the Midwest and Judy Muller.
Well, Reed, polls don't close in Minnesota until 9, and even though the president has won re-election according to electoral votes, it will be interesting to see whether Walter Mondale carries his home state of Minnesota when those polls close. He'll be watching that. A couple of interesting Senate races look very close. In Michigan, the Democratic incumbent Carl Levin is in a tight race with former astronaut Jack Lausma, and that is a bit of a surprise because just a couple of months ago, Lausma was really trailing in the polls, and that looks like it's going to be a tight one. And, of course, a tight race in Illinois between Simon and Percy. Reed?
And let's go on now to the South and Jackie Judd.
Reid, polls in 12 of the 13 states in the South have closed. All those states have gone to President Reagan. The polls in Louisiana are to close in 15 minutes. Back in 1980, the only state in the South that went for the Democrats was Georgia. This time around, it was solidly in Mr. Reagan's camp. In some Senate races, still no trend has emerged in that hot North Carolina race between Hunt and Helms. Also, something of a surprise, no trend yet has been established yet in the Kentucky Senate race between incumbent Democrat Huddleston and his Republican opponent, Mitch McConnell. In Texas, we have declared a Congressman Phil Graham, once a Democrat, now a Republican, the winner over Lloyd Doggett. And now to Bill Lynch in the East.
All the polls will close in 15 minutes. New York and Rhode Island, the last states, still voting. And in the Senate races, all incumbents have so far won re-election. John Kerry has taken the Democratic seat in Massachusetts, defeating Ray Shammy. The only gubernatorial race we definitely have decided is John Sununu winning re-election as governor of New Hampshire. Michael Castle leading in the state of Delaware. He's the Republican there over William Quillen, the Democrat. And in the state of Vermont, where the polls have been closed for nearly 2 hours, no clear trend in either the gubernatorial or Senate races.
And we'll have more from Election Night 84 after this message. Well, here in Election Night Headquarters 84, it is all over but the shouting, and I imagine there's going to be a great deal of shouting once the final dog has been hung here, or whatever you do on election night. At least the Reagan landslide seems to be a certainty. Mr. Reagan has 311 electoral votes. Walter Mondale assured only thus far of the three electoral votes that come from the District of Columbia. A hang fire race has been that in the state of North Carolina. Let's go down now to the Hunt headquarters in Raleigh and Sandy Gilmore.
They have said that the race between Jesse Helms and his challenger, Governor Jim Hunt of North Carolina, just too close to call, and it remains a cliffhanger to this moment, the result of 19 months of one of the ugliest campaigns in U.S. history, certainly in North Carolina history. Just a few minutes ago, some of the Democrats at this hotel in Raleigh, where so many Democrats are now gathered, became quite upset with the networks, particularly with CBS and ABC's early projection that the Democratic candidate for governor here, Rufus Edmonton, was projected to lose, and that Jim Martin, the Republican congressman, had won. Many of the polls here were allowed by law to remain open until 8:30. They did not close at 7:30. They were allowed to remain open because the voters have turned out in such record numbers here in North Carolina. However, Edmonton's press spokesman, calling this yellow journalism and calling the networks, quote, irresponsible SOBs, did go on to say that he was confident that Rufus Edmonston can still win the governorship. That is the job now held by the Democrat Jim Hunt, the man who wants Senator Jesse Helms' job.
That's Sandy Gilmore reporting from the Hunt headquarters in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we cannot report the result of that race because nobody seems to know it. It's in the minds of North Carolinians and perhaps in the pockets of some who are yet to go to the polls. As we've been reporting through the evening, there was such a rush at some of the polls that many people were simply allowed to keep them open beyond the standard closing time so North Carolina could make its wishes known. But we don't know the end result of the race between Hunt and Helms, and we may not for some time. That is the latest that we do know here in election headquarters here in New York.